ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Why don't we just lift our hands toward heaven? Stead oil in my life, keep me burning. Stead oil in my life, I pray. Stead oil in my life, keep me burning. Keep me burning to the end of life. See me through, Lord Jesus, see me through. See me through, Lord Jesus, see me through. There's a race I must run. There's a victory to be won. Oh, give me power,
oh Lord,
every hour to be.
Sing a song.
Eternal, eternal life, eternal life. I want to live eternal life. Lord, save my soul. I want to live eternal life. Lord, save my soul.
You know what? You know that song, I had a bit of tweak on that song, because John 3:16 has come. I have received eternal life right now.
I have eternal life. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
I have eternal life.
Thank you.
Don't you have it?
Oh, eternal life.
Oh, eternal.
Eternal
life. Oh,
I have eternal life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, I
have eternal life. Thank you,
one more time.
Jesus.
Eternal.
Eternal life.
Oh, eternal.
Eternal life.
Spirit says,
He's
not.
power. Oh, it's not by power.
It's not by power.
Oh, it's not by might.
It's not by might. By my spirit, says the Lord.
Oh, this mountain.
This mountain
has been removed
in Jesus' name.
This mountain
has been removed,
has been removed
in Jesus' name. This mountain has been removed, oh,
by my spirit, says the Lord. Wherever you are worshiping right now, put your hands where you are hurting. Put your hands where you are sick. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command the pain to leave right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I command the migraine to go in the name of Jesus Christ. The chest pain is gone in the name of Jesus Christ. I command the tumor to dematerialize right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I command the chest, the heart condition right now to be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for the little baby, sick, at home, a relative. Right now in the name of Jesus, the Bible says he sent forth his word and he healed them and deliver them from all forms of your diseases. Right now I send forth the word and I declare the child well in the name of Jesus Christ. Rheumatism is healed in Jesus' name. Oh, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, the growth is dematerializing right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you. Father, thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the Holy Spirit here. Jesus, we give you praise. Jesus, we give you praise. Jesus, we give you praise. I speak restoration into your family. I speak restoration into your business. In the name of Jesus Christ, the approvals has come. Yes, wherever you have applied, an application that has been there pending, right now we command your files to come up for the opportunity. Your names are coming up for the opportunities. In the name of Jesus Christ, every delay is over. Every delay is over in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything that has stand in your way as an impediment, by the anointing of the Spirit, right now the Bible says, because of the anointing, the yoke shall be destroyed. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I say, give way in the name of Jesus Christ. You are whole, you are well. You are fine in the name of Jesus Christ. If you had difficulty lifting up your hands before to worship like this, right now, relief has come. Relief has come. Relief has come. You can bend now. You can bend now. So, melody los tofe. Dogobera meros tile gifrate. Arabelos tugestos tule babia. Egemembro telege. Esto gome bente. Barabe. Scalabella moke ha. Aedno coabra telege histopaya. Sogomamo meha. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your presence here. Hallelujah. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant unto you continually to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in your inner man. I pray that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ who surpasses knowledge. Now unto him that is able to do in your life today accordingly, have you to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you. Unto him the glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, word without end. Can the son of God shout amen? Amen. Shout amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. You know, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love unto other saints, I pray for everyone in Lighthouse today. I cease not to give thanks for you. I make mention of you all in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you continually the spirit of wisdom. Say amen. Amen. And of revelation in the knowledge of him. I pray that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, that you may know continually what is the hope of your calling or and his calling, and know continually what is the hope of his calling, and what are the riches of the glory of the inheritance of the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us what we believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and dominion and might, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Amen. I said amen. Amen. I said amen. I said amen. I said amen. I said amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, in this I pray for you more, that your love may abound even yet more and more. Amen. Your love will abound even more and more in wisdom, in knowledge, and in all spiritual judgment. Amen. And continually you will approve of things that are excellent. I say you will approve of things that are excellent. You will not approve foolish things. Amen. And that you always be sincere and without offense unto the day of Christ, being filled with the fruit of righteousness. I say you are filled with the fruit of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise. Hallelujah of God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. All right. I can still do it. Thank you again, Pastor, for this privilege. I'm blessed to be here. And I'd like to recognize our instructor, Reverend Apanaji. I recognize you, sir. Hallelujah. Praise God. I quickly say this. The things that you get during this conference, like Pastor said, you need to go back and get the CD. Can I use this? Hallelujah. So, praise God. You need to go back and get the CD. What you are getting right now is Indomie. I won't lie to you. Let me just say that. There are spices in it. You put spice, put Maggi, and put everything. Put everything in. You'll be excited. You'll be blessed. But you need to be planted in a place. And I recommend this house. Praise God. You need to be planted in a place. And if you are here, I greet you all spiritual leaders, head of ministries, and those in supporting ministry. I greet you and I recognize all of you. Praise God. But I would like to say that if you would like, as a spiritual leader heading a ministry, like to be more effective in your ministry, not just in your pastoring, you might be into business also, it's fine. And also help your supportive ministers to be even more better, praise God. I think you all need to enroll in Rhema Bible Training Center. Amen. What I know is what I can tell you. What I don't know, I can. Pastor, you're not uncomfortable with that, are you? Oh, sorry. I was not told to do this. Praise God. You know, the Bible said that which we have seen and heard, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. 1 John chapter 1 from verse 1. That which we came to introduce to you. Praise God. That is Kinahagen School of Ministry. Amen. That's Rhema Bible College. Let me tell you the truth. Tulsa came to Nigeria. It's not easy. Do you understand? Several of us wanted to go to Tulsa. Some people were not given visa. I knew somebody to do that. Today, he has not even done it. And me, I finished it now. Praise God. Do you understand? Tulsa actually came to Nigeria to get visa to go to the U.S. and go and do it as a student. While you are there, you know, as a student in Tulsa, you have to stay in Tulsa while doing the program. So, but now, you don't have to go to Tulsa. Tulsa has come to you. Praise God. I said amen. I'm not here to advertise school, but I'm telling you the truth. What has benefited me, I'll tell you. There's April intake, so you would need to find out how you can get on the boat. Let me tell you, everything is not about the prophetic alone. As a pastor or as a minister, you need to understand the word of God properly. That was why I said here that it's indomie. I won't lie to you. Do you understand? You'll be excited. You'll be blessed. You'll go back. But you cannot feed on that. Praise God. Can you feed your child indomie every day? That child has to advance. He has to start eating what? Proper food. So you need to be planted in a house, in a church. Nobody ever gets filled from a party food. Do you understand? Going about for program is like party. Does anybody get filled from party food? Except you are changing tables. Because party food are very small. They are packed. They will put the rice small. Except if you are moving from table to table, they just say, that brother there, tell the security to come and take that guy out. That guy has been moving from table to table because you want to eat morning and afternoon, evening on the party. No, that won't be right. Praise God. But that's the truth. So it's not just for ministers alone. If you want to be an effective Christian, praise God. Hallelujah. I need you to help me. It would really help me, honestly. Trust me. It's not to form me. All right. Jesus is the theme of our meeting, EFC 2021. Praise God. But there's someone God put on my heart. Jesus does not condemn. Let's quickly handle that together. Say, Jesus does not condemn. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13 says what? He that covereth his sin shall not what? Prosper. But to him that confesses and forsakes, the same shall be granted what? The same shall be granted what? The same shall be granted what? Mercy. You know, God gave me an impression of someone that has been living in condemnation for a long time. It's long overdue. So before we quickly move into it, Jesus does not condemn. Let me quickly read two scripture. First John chapter 1 verse 8. I know what you did was wrong, but you can't keep living in it. Your father is not a judgmental father. He's a loving father. 1 John chapter 1 verse 8. You might have messed up, blew it, did what you were not meant to do. But listen, you have a loving father. In 1 John chapter 1 verse 8, the Bible says, if we say we have not sinned, KJV, can I have KJV? If we say we have not sinned, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not what in us. So, but if we confess our sins to him, he is what? Faithful and just to forgive us and what? To cleanse us from what? All what? Unrighteousness. So confess and just move on. Okay, how do you move on? The theme is Jesus. Jesus does not condemn. So is it that I will just be doing it? No, but do you know what I did? It does not matter what you did. Somebody paid for that thing that you did. When you see people move around and they try to tell you, so they catch two people, commit fornication, say, both of you. So the man now comes like a spiritual leader. And just say, you know, what you did was very wrong. Both of you, I'm going to subject you to 30 days of fasting and prayer. That man does not know what he's doing. You were not forgiven by prayer and fasting. All those are self-righteousness. Prayer and fasting is for you to grow your spirit, to train your spirit. Do you understand? I see some people measure prayer and fasting to people as though they are measuring. Do you understand? I say you are measuring a course module. No. Prayer and fasting is for you. God does not need fasting. It's you that needed the fasting. Your prayer is fellowship with God. That's why I love what Reverend talks to say. Fellowship is a mother of faith. The source of victory, the parent of joy. Let me bring you to each other. So fellowship is a mother of faith. The source of victory, the parent of joy. He said, when fellowship is broken, there is no song when fellowship is broken. He said, but when fellowship is at the highest tide, it becomes what? The dominant factor. You have a father. You have a relationship with your father. So what you did is not what defined you. The devil is the accuser of the brethren, not Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm so sorry for this. Praise God.
I can use the hand there if it's not working.
Praise God. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much. I'm very blessed. After 5 minutes, I'll do it well. In Jesus' name. Amen. So, Jesus is not the accuser of the brethren. The devil is the accuser of the brethren. So, where I read to you, I can read it also from 1 John. Can I have the Living Bible? The Living Bible of that 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 to 9, quickly. 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 to 9. From the Living Bible. All right. The Living Bible, TLB. Okay, no TLB. All right. All right. Okay, if we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us. Not this. Oh, continue. Verse 9. If we confess our sin, he's faithful and righteous to forgive us and purify us from all unrighteousness. This was actually not one, but it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. So, the TLB, the Living Bible, says he can be dependent on to forgive us and to cleanse us from every wrong. The Bible says it is absolutely proper for God to do this for us. Why? Because Christ died to wash away our sins. He died for your sin. You did not die for your sin. So let that condemnation go. Quickly, Isaiah chapter 1 from verse 18. Isaiah chapter 1 from verse 1, verse 18. Okay, Isaiah chapter 1 from verse 1, chapter 1, verse 18. All right. Isaiah. Okay, Isaiah chapter 1, 18. The Bible says, "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red as crimson, they shall be as white as wool." The Bible says, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But I love the way the TLB puts it in verse 19. He says, if you would only let me help you, if you would only obey, then I will make you rich. Let God help you. So God is the one that is going to help you. You can't help yourself. Because of what you did, there seemed to be guilt. But that's not God. You might have blew it. Like I say every time to people, this: the tragedy wasn't that you messed up or that you blew it. The tragedy was that you stayed down. If you fall, it's time for you to get up and say, "Lord, I'm sorry. You know what? I'm sorry for what I did. It's time to move." And why? And keep on going. Why? Because you are walking on something. You are work in progress. Say, "I'm work in progress." Say, "I'm work in progress." By nature, you are perfect. But not by state. By state, you have to grow. You have to grow. Nobody ever gave birth to a child with 32 teeth from the hospital when you went to carry your baby. Did the baby have 32 teeth at once? No. Or when you got to the baby, when you got to the hospital, your baby called you daddy. How possible was that? No, that's impossible. That child has to grow. He has to grow. And there will be a child, the child will crawl in the house and will try to walk and fall down and get up. So, you know what? So, Jesus does not condemn. Praise God. I said, praise God. So, Jesus does not condemn. Isaiah 44, verse 21 to 22. Isaiah 44, 21 to 22. Pay attention, Israel. I'm reading from the Living Bible. Pay attention, Israel, for you are my servant. I made you and will not forget to help you. See verse 22. I blotted out your sins. They are gone like morning mist at noon. Oh, return to me, for I paid the price to set you free. He already paid the price to set you free. Praise God. Remember the scripture that Dr. Dushot read yesterday, John 8, 32. It said, for you shall know the truth, and the truth shall what? Make you free. You were set free a long time ago. It's time for you to make yourself free. Praise God. Say, I'm free.
I'm free.
That's it. You are free. What if your heart is breaking you? 1 John chapter 3. The Bible says, if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart. I am not trying to say kill the voice of your conscience. Because some people have killed the voice of their conscience. Man is a spirit. There's a voice of the inner man. He has a soul. And what? He lives in what? A body.
So God is not looking at your mistakes. Do you understand me? God is not looking at your mistake. God is not holding you on your mistake. I heard people that said, I was aborting a long time ago. I aborted like 15. That is why they said my womb is dead. Which womb is dead? 2 Corinthians 5:17. What does the Bible say? Just try and listen to this analogy. And is it that the Bible is true or is not true? Do you understand? 2 Corinthians 5:17. The Bible says what? King James, KJV. Therefore, if any man, that's what I said. Therefore, if any man be what in Christ, he is what? A new creature. You are a new creation. All things are what? All things are what? All things are what? No, that's just half of the church that is talking. Some of you don't believe it. This is scripture. This is not me. I didn't write this. I was not alive when I had not come when they started writing it. I was not here yet. I was just born a few years ago. The Bible said, therefore, if any man be what? In Christ. What does it mean to be in Christ? To be joined to Christ. To have been born again. Do you understand? 1 Corinthians 12:13. The Bible said, for by one spirit were we all baptized into Christ. We were immersed into Christ. They didn't see you again. You were immersed into Christ. Baptizo is from the word immersion. Totally dipped into. Until they don't see you again. That's why I tell people at times, you know, when you see a girl saying, you know, I'm just too much. You are not just too much. It is the Christ that they are seeing in you. Don't deceive yourself. You know, even a fine boy, it is the Christ they are seeing in you. So the Bible says what? All things are what? Passed away. So if you are a new creature, a woman that was pregnant and gave birth in the hospital, have you ever seen that baby before? Please answer me. So some of you, when your wife gave birth, did you, apart from scan, have you ever seen the baby before? No, tell me. Have you ever seen the baby before? Does the baby have a past birth certificate? No, tell me now. Does the baby have a past birth certificate? Has the baby ever been to Las Vegas before? So you are telling me, so men try to size you up. We grew up in that neighborhood together. We were smoking weed together. The one that was smoking weed died when you came to Christ. Don't get it wrong. That man does not exist again. He's the same body, but the spirit has changed. That man does not have a past. He said, but we're doing together. We're in Otu Nekwoma together when we're stabbing people. That man died. That was the old man. The old man died. You can't see that man again, but physically, he's still wearing the same body because on earth, you need an earth suit to be able to function. So that baby, had the baby ever existed before? No, tell me. You guys are looking really uncomfortable. Has the baby ever existed before? No. So when did the womb got destroyed? I'll get there, don't worry. So when did the womb get destroyed? God destroyed. He said, but I did it. Didn't I do it? Relax. See, it's either you were a new creation or you were renovated. But you were not renovated. You are a new creation. Listen, you have to reappropriate. Do you understand? There is a change of position. Because Jesus was the Son of God. When the Son of God came, he came to take our place, the Son of Man. And we, the Son of Man, came to take his place. There was substitution. Now, it's no more the old life. Do you understand? I pulled my suit, I gave it to you, I took your own suit, and I wore it. Listen, they cannot identify me with the old suit. I wear the new man right now. So where did that get destroyed? So where was the stake? Listen, because I heard people say, because what I did when I went to Italy, what I did, I carried cocaine and this thing, and the thing busted into my tummy. And I told the person, I said, "You, are you a Christian?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Do you know who a Christian is?" He said, "Yes, somebody that goes to church." I said, "A Christian is not somebody that goes to church. A Christian is one that has received the life of God. He has received the life of God. So how can the life of God be infected, brother?" Then the Bible says in 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of corruptible seed. The corruptible seed is perishable. It can be destroyed. But the Bible said being born again, not of what? Corruptible seed. He said, but of that which is what? Incorruptible. A virus can corrupt a flash drive or an hard drive. Listen, the hard drive that you carry cannot be corrupted. Why? Because the life that you were born of the word of God. Who can corrupt the word of God? Something that the Bible says lives and abides forever. You are new. Say, I am new. If you are not born again, you are not new. And you know, to be born again means you have received Jesus into your life. You know, at times we use this context of, I gave my heart to Christ. There was nothing you had to give. You were the one that received. Listen, Jesus, remember in physics and in chemistry, when you lose electron, it's as though you are parting. It was Jesus that gave you electrons. You received the electrons. So Jesus is positive. Do you understand? Remember? H2 plus O2. Do you understand? Because if it wasn't balanced, it would have become a hydrogen peroxide. Isn't it H2O2? Do you understand? But it had to be balanced for it to be what? H2O. So you receive the life of God. The life of God. Listen, stop thinking like a human being. You are not a human being. You are a spirit being. Jesus made you a spirit being. Say, Jesus is alive in me. I've got the life of God in me. The life of God in you can quicken your mortal body. Amen. If an infection was found in your body, it was not meant to be there. It's an unauthorized transaction. You know who an unauthorized transaction is? On an account. If you have an account and something is done on that account and there is no approval for it, it is an unauthorized approval, a transaction. Is it that you approved it or you didn't approve it? Say, I'm new. Say, Jesus made me new. So you are a newborn baby. You are new. That child doesn't have an old life. The life you carry now is new. They might see you as being the same, but there was a change. The engine changed. So where's the life of a car? Is it the body? Can I come here? Where's the life of a car? Don't worry, this 30 minutes, I, by the power of the Spirit, amen. I gain access to function, amen. I said I gain access to function by the Spirit, amen. And nothing would have bought the word in this house because the glory is here. I said the glory is here. I said the glory is here. I can't hear anything from this side. I said the glory is here. You must learn to respond to God's word. It's by voice activation. Praise God. I've got the life of God in me. I've got the life of God in me. Sickness cannot stay in my body. Sickness cannot stay in my body. I've got the life of God in me. 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 Nothing can overpower the life of God. The only way you can overpower the life of God is if you can overpower God. And the Bible says, ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ. Christ now in where? In God. I live in God. Say, I live in God. I live in God. You know, so let me bring it home now. Let me bring it home now. And things begin to happen AYR home. Because this is Jesus. You have to, just to use the name of Jesus. Things are around. Car is malfunctioning. Things are malfunctioning. You have to learn to use the name of Jesus. Access has been given to us. Authority has been given to us. There is no authority again there. He gave it to us. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So what? Your business is gaining access in the name of Jesus. No, that's the way. I said your business is gaining access in the name of Jesus. You see, it's in the Bible. The Bible says, until now, you have asked me nothing in my name. So can we ask something in his name? What about you? Can you ask something in his name? Let's do that together. 2 minutes. What it is, ask something in his name. It's long overdue. It's long overdue. That thing is long overdue. Stop waiting for your uncle. Stop waiting for your boss. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. I said, praise God. You know, the Bible says in John's gospel, the Bible says, whatsoever you demand in my name. Listen. He said, if it did not exist before, I will create it. You know, I see those slogans that people pull around, that what God cannot do does not exist. It's true. Except you don't know the name of Jesus. So what has stopped in the business? What has stopped in the family? New wine in every marriage in the name of Jesus. We come against separation in every home. We come against divorce in the name of Jesus Christ. Terminal disease have been dissolved right now. The name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, they diagnosed you for a blood condition, but right now the blood is clearing out right now in the name of Jesus. That's why you need to come to the prayer and healing school. As you hear God's word in Rhema, as you hear God's word, there is a transformation. Listen, in the body you might not have felt it immediately, but your spirit is being transformed. And what you grow in your spirit is what you actualize. So the name of Jesus, there's correction in every part of our lives right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, increase has come. Amen. I said increase has come. Amen. Increase has come. Amen. Increase has come. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If you believe it, say amen. Amen. The Bible says, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray. When you pray. It didn't say when you get home. When you pray, believe that you receive it and you shall have it. So how many of you believe that you receive? I believe that I receive. You can mention your own. Amen. I believe that I received the $1 million in the name of Jesus. I believe that I receive. It's my mouth. Use your mouth. Use your own mouth. It's my own mouth. I believe that I receive access in the name of Jesus Christ. Devil, take your hands off of our monies right now. Right now. Whatever the financial state be, take the hands off the money. We command ministering spirit to go forth. The fees are paid. The fees are paid. Whatever fees you want to pay. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, I end with this. Philippians chapter 2. I end with this. Philippians chapter 2. Quickly. Philippians chapter 2, the Bible says, let this mind be in you from verse 5, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be co-equal with God. He thought it not robbery to be co-equal with God. Yeah, that's it. But made himself of no reputation or fashion, and took upon himself the form of what? A servant, and was made in the likeness of man. And being found, okay, but made himself of no reputation. Who is this? Okay, but made himself of no reputation and took upon himself the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. 8. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. See verse 9. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him what? A name. Which is above what? Shout that in. Which is above what? Sickness is a name. Disease is a name. Bill is a name. In English, we learned the noun is the name of a person, place, animal, place, or what? That's it. So what? So sickness is a name. School fees is a name. Etiquette, you know, it's a name. Don't they put it there? They put it there. House rent, isn't it a name? Isn't it a bill type? Is coronavirus not a name? I'm asking, wear the nose mask. But let me tell you, if you got the life of God in you, nobody can infect you. Wear it. I'm not saying you shouldn't wear it, but your confidence is not in the mask. Your confidence is in the name of Jesus. Our confidence is not in the government. Our confidence is in the church. Do you know? Or you don't know? Our confidence is not in any government. It's in the church. People that are broken, where do they come? They go to the government. A government, you cannot open their door. It's only the churches that open their doors. On Sunday, you come in. On Wednesday, you come in and you call pastor and you sit in front of the pastor. Then, are they not in public service? Are those guys not in public service? How many times have you seen the president this year? I'm just asking. So, the Bible says, given a name which is above what? Every name. Quit notice is a name. It can be reversed. Allegation is a name. It can be reversed. Blood type, whatever. It is a name. So the Bible says he has exalted him and given him a name. So what's that thing? So when you, I remember from what Pastor Flake read today in John's Gospel 1. And the word was what? And the word was what? Verse 14. And the word put on flesh. Message says, and the word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. He moved into the neighborhood. He's around. Right now, he was the word in the flesh. But now, you know, we are the word in the flesh. What you eat is what you become. We have been eating the word. Every day you meditate, you are doing like this. So Baba Rodedino, Stoko, Baba Bahe, Nano, Stella Geme, Brondele, Stile. The word becomes flesh. So the Bible says he had given him a name that is above every name. That's what? At the name of what? Jesus. Go back to that Philippians 2. I end with that. At the name of what? Jesus. Every knee shall bow of what? Of things what? In heaven. Of things what? Of things what? And every tongue shall confess. All those knees are authorities. All those knees are authorities. What did they say? What did they say? They said something and you are troubled? Lamentations 3:37 said, who is he who spoke? And it came to pass. If the Lord has not commanded it. Hallelujah. Proverbs 14:19, the Bible said, the evil bows before the good. He said, and the wicked are the gates of what? The righteous. My road has been paved of God. I fly in the air, it's paved of God. You know when people say there's a blood-sucking demon. Tell them, hold on. Just bring Proverbs 12:28 out. Do you know, just bring it out. The Bible says what? In the way of what? Righteousness is what? Life. And in its pathway thereof, there is no what? There is no word. So just stay on it. The way of the righteous is life. The way of righteousness is life. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Father, thank you because my road has been paved of God. My road has been paved of God. No death in my path. Say, in the way of what? Righteousness is what? Life. And in the pathway thereof, there is no word. There is no word. So where is the death? And death is even an enemy. Hallelujah. I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm alive. Glory. 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 I can't hear you. Glory. 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 Woo. Say, I have faith. I have faith. I have faith. Faith in the word. Faith in the word. Hallelujah. 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 You know, remember that life? John 1:4, the Bible says, in him was what? And the life was what? The life. In him was what? Life. John 14:6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and what? And what?
The Bible says, he that believeth the Son of God has this eternal life.
Eternal life cannot be poor. Eternal life cannot lack. It is the life of God. That is the DNA of God. Can the DNA of God be broke? So, oh, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory! 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 Glory!
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,